Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, last week we talked about ready. And on the way over to jail last week, actually, I was talking to the Lord about, you know, that, you know, the being ready and about some of the things that he had brought out in the message that just really spoke to me. And so I'm talking and I'm thanking him for that. And he just interrupted me and he said, "You were made ready." He's right. Isn't that amazing? We were made ready. We were made the righteousness of God. We were created in His image. So when we were created in His image, we were created for what purpose? What were Adam and Eve supposed to do with God? Fellowship with God. They were made to fellowship. Before we were formed in the womb, He knew us, and we were made ready. We had all of the ingredients for oneness with God. We don't go get the ingredients somewhere. We've got everything. It's all cooked and prepared in the presence of God, but we've got it all. And as I've shared about this, I was reminded of when I was, I think elementary, I don't know, maybe we were junior high, but anyway, they had a cooking school down at the auditorium. And at the auditorium, we went to cooking school, and I don't know for sure why I was at cooking school, you know, I'm not sure. My mom probably made me go something, you know. Maybe I was up for anything and everything. Maybe it was the girls that were there. I have no idea. But I went to cooking school. And when we did cooking school, when we were doing the learning part, all of the ingredients were laid out and ready to go. We started out with just everything there, and all we had to do was follow the instructor's instructions. And the instructor would say, "Add this." And it wasn't like a cooking show, you know, where they're just stirring and gabbing and, you know, you aren't sure what they're putting in, but they're telling you how to do it so you'll think I can do that, or else you just watch the show in case you get, you know, whatever. But this was instructions step by step. If you put one thing in and added it to something, here's how you mix it, you know. Almost like if you've ever given blood, you know, they say, "I'm going to scrub for so long," and they start scrubbing, and they watch their watch because they got to scrub for so long. Well, if you're going to stir something, you stirred it just right. And then you added the next thing, and you stirred it just right. And after everything was all mixed up, then you put it in the bowl or in the pan or whatever way it was going to be just right. And then everybody's looked the same, everybody's smelled the same, everybody's went into the oven the same oven, the same temperature, taken out at the same time, and they were all just the same. Because everybody had everything. Now, the big deal after that was you got to make your own recipe. And then they invited families to come and have a part of that recipe. And so, you know, you mixed it up. You just had to follow the book to make it. And I think everybody's was edible, so that was really good. But the thing is that we have everything. You know, sometimes people think, "Well, I need this or I need that." No, you've got everything you need to have relationship with God. You were made ready to have relationship with God. And then when you met Jesus, you were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And what Christ Jesus did was mix everything and make us presentable to God. You see, because after Adam and Eve were moved out of the garden, remember, fire kept them out. And the fire of the Holy Spirit makes it a way in. And so then the thing about that is seeing the door and going through it. And as I was talking to the Lord, and I was talking about, you know, worship, and worship is so important. And what Judy, that was a good word. What worship does is it settles us, and it opens the eyes of our heart so that we can see that open door. It makes us ready to walk in. We got to walk in. We got to take the step. But it opens that up, and when we see an opening, we go through it. You know, remember we talked about a time to act. When the Spirit of God speaks to us, it's time to act. You know, Sometimes people are real stuck on meditating on it. If you meditate on it long enough, you might not listen to God saying, act. You might listen to the enemy that says, well, that was close. You know, you almost did something that would embarrass you, or you would embarrass God. You'll never embarrass God stepping through the door that he's made for you. Because you were made for such a time as this. You were made more than conquerors. You were made victorious. I'm no longer a slave to anything. I'm a servant of God. I am a child of God. And so when we hear ourselves saying, I don't know why, I just can't do that, our answer to ourselves has, wait a minute, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You've been made ready. You've been made right. You're ready for this. Remember we talked about the football teams, you know, and when they get together, they're always saying, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. They don't say, now, do you think we're ready? I never heard one interview of anybody saying, you know, well, we're just not sure about this game. We've tried, but I don't know. I'm not sure we're ready. They have to be convinced that they're ready. We have to be convinced in our hearts that we are ready and that we are able to do abundantly above and beyond anything and everything. That we can, that we're sure, that we're... So then we don't listen to the enemy that says you can't do this or you've got to go that way instead of this way, because God said, you know, I'll show you the way. Go this way. And remember, we talked about the priests and how they had to keep that fire burning. And again, as you read about that, and you see everything that went into that tabernacle. And I was doing some math this morning, you know, and it looks to me like there was like 7 or 8 tons of metal material and all of that kind of stuff that was put up in that tabernacle. And every time God moved, they had to pack. It wasn't like they just packed an overnight bag. They had to pack up, you know, 7 to 10 to 14,000 pounds and haul it. Oh, how they must have liked to dwell in the presence of God, at least for a little while. You know? How they must have liked to just sit down and, cloud, don't move. You know? Because when they had to do something, it was no small thing. And that was a big deal. We're moving. Oh, no. They just couldn't keep that up. There was just no way. And sometimes, you know, the problem is that was what Israel's problem was, is that they just got tired and couldn't go on. And, you know, I've got a guy who used to be a student here, and he has become an interesting commentator on some of my God posts. He puts up his I can't remember what he calls them, but there's some kind of old God things, you know. And so he puts up this stuff, and I just put back things like, you know, where do you think people get what they got? And, you know, God is good, and, you know, praying for you. And I've thought about maybe blinking him off, you know, but like Rachel said, you know, it's good when people are reading those things that you get a chance to make them think. And you also get a chance for them to see how you respond when they put in stupid. I don't want to respond with stupid. I want to respond with truth. I want to respond with life. I want to respond with what could make a difference. Because you see, my God is alive. And my God does things for me. And my God speaks to me. And I can just simply ask, what's your God doing for you? Because our God reigns. He reigns. And so when Adam and Eve went out of the garden, it became impossible to get back in the garden. And trying to follow the laws and the rules and hauling all the stuff became impossible. And it didn't look like there was any possibility. And then God down the road prophesies that a virgin will give birth to a child. And so for 500 years or so, they looked for that this virgin giving birth to a child, and that he was going to be the savior of the world, and that maybe it was going to end all these struggles and all these burdens and all of this stuff. And then Jesus was born and he came into the world, but he didn't come into the world the way those who were looking for him thought he should. But some did. But he came to his own and his own received him not, but he still went through everything that he went through, and he was crucified and he died and he was buried and he rose again, and he did it all to show perfect love. Valentine's Day is a love day. It's a terrible day for some people, a great day for other people, and just a day for other people. But for Christian people, every day is a love. Love is. And then all of those things that are sometimes so difficult to do right. And all of those things that we hear and we think, I know that. But not necessarily all of those things that we just look at ourselves and say, is this this or is this this or is this that? Sometimes Vicky uses a thing with Michael because Michael likes to use it with us. But Michael is that kind. Be kind. Be kind. I have to say to Roger sometimes, Roger is that kind. And I have to say to Roger, no. And I have to say, Lord, help me. He has made a way where it seems there is no way. We're ready. We're made with everything that we need to be and to do, everything that he's made us to be and to do. We're made to receive love. Some people just don't think they can receive love, or they won't let themselves receive love, or they won't let themselves, you know, get too much in love, or won't let those things happen because what if I get hurt? And God's made us ready to walk in love and to enjoy love, because we were made for that. Man was made for woman, and woman was made for man. Man may be friends with man, but man wasn't made for man. And women may be friends with women, but women weren't made for women. It's just a fact, and it's not anything goes. That's just the way it should be. And if you find yourself thinking, well, I better be correct, I better be politically correct, ask yourself, what's better, be God correct or politically correct? We were made perfect. We were made in the image of God. So again, we were made ready. You were made ready. You were made ready for fellowship with God. Absolutely, completely, and totally, everything that you need. Everything that you need. And that is why there's a tracker built into us that we wander around, and all we're looking for is that oneness with God, because that oneness with God makes everything fall into place. I really didn't know I was looking for anything when I found him. I had no idea how much I was looking for anything until I found him. And when I found him, I suddenly knew everything that led me to him and why I needed him and why he was worth all of my focus and all of my effort and all of my seeking, that there is more to Jesus. My tracker kicked in and started to beep, to find the more. And the more I find, the more I find that we were made ready for God. That was the only thing we were made ready for. My favorite cheesecake is no-bake cheesecake. I just like it best. It doesn't take much, I don't think. I haven't made it. Maybe I should try that, but I have wonderful provision at my house, you know. But I mean, it really is. It's like the first time they started doing these fancy baked ones, I thought, why go to so much effort to make something that's not as good? I mean, not that it's bad. It's really it's really, they're really good, but it's just that, you know, and sometimes that's what happens to people. They're trying to go to a lot of work that they weren't made to do to try to make things work. And if you find, you know, if you find the perfect recipe that works for you and somebody else isn't doing it, then their recipe's not going to be so good. And God made us, we're kind of no-bake cheese cook. Just step in and enjoy. And once we step in and enjoy, then there's a lot of good toppings that we can put on that no-bake cheesecake. Now, some people say you don't put anything else on cheesecake, you just enjoy the cheesecake, but they don't know how to eat cheesecake. Cheesecake needs ice cream. Now, don't get me wrong, if there is no ice cream, no-bake cheesecake is about the best dessert and the only one that is really acceptable without ice cream. But if you've got ice cream, you gotta put on ice cream. Now, you're not gonna go to hell if you don't eat ice cream on your no-bake cheesecake. You won't even go to hell if you don't like no-bake cheesecake, but I'll pray for you. But, you know, here's the thing, is that because you were made ready. It's ready. And then where the Judy had, don't wait for God to stir it up. Stir yourself up. You know, I don't have to wait for somebody to say, have some no-bake cheesecake. I get stirred up and ready for that no-bake cheesecake. I'm getting hungry, but hang in there. No. But you understand that you were made in the image of God, and when you make that choice then for God, it's ready. Everything was already ready. But so many times, people tend to believe, whether it's just their own mind or their own heart, or whether it's because somebody else has told them to, you know, but there's a lot of steps to this. There's not a lot of steps to this. There's one step. Step in to Christ. Step into your place. You know, Susan came up and said, can we sing, I'm no longer a slave to sin. Step into no longer a slave to sin. Step into no longer a slave to fear. Step into no longer a slave to sickness. You know, we're no longer servants of those things that exalt themselves against the glory of God. We are children of God. And as children, we have all the rights and all the privileges that a child has and is just ours. My children didn't have a, you know, something that, well, you can only have stuff on the first shelf in the refrigerator. And stay out of that particular drawer because that's where all my favorite stuff is. That wouldn't have worked. That would have become their favorite. Oh, Dad likes it. You know, well, here's the thing. Dad, God likes you. And He likes you to be a part of and enjoy every part of the kingdom of God that He has prepared for you and that He has prepared you for. And you were made that way. There's not this preparatory room where you're going to kind of get ready and get fitted and then maybe you can have a good relationship with God. No, you just step in and say, I'm here. Ray came, and he came at the right time. He got in on dinner, whatever, for such as it was. It's always good, and my wife cooks it. But then we said, you know, would you like some dessert? He said, I'm okay. I said, I believe you're okay, but would you like some dessert? Well, whatever you want. I said, would you like some dessert? How about ice cream? Okay, ice cream. I said, how much do you want? How much ever you want to give me? I'm going, Ray, you can have whatever you want, man. And it didn't take him long to go, okay, and they brought out caramel and chocolate, and he put on both caramel and chocolate. You need to have caramel and chocolate. He said, I'm starting to get comfortable now. You see, there is some getting comfortable in the kingdom of God, but you got to understand something, that God is not withholding your comfort. God is to you just the same way that we were with Ray. Hey, would you like? Because He wants us to be comfortable with Him. Because if we are comfortable with him, then we will rightly respect and honor. And yes, use that word fear of the Lord, but it's not a fear like, whoa. I don't want to ever be away from him. I can't stand it being away from him. I'm so glad I don't have to be away from him, that he's as close as the mention of his name. I was made ready to say his name. Sometimes I pray for people that are big into, oh my God, my prayer is that suddenly it would hit them what they just said. Oh my God. My wonderful, wonderful Lord. See, we were made for that fellowship, and we were made right for that fellowship. We don't have to get ourselves in a position. All we got to do is stir up the gift that was in us. All we got to do is want the Lord. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. You were made to do it. You've got everything in you to just do it. To just go ahead and do it. And once we go ahead and do it, we don't want anything else. And the enemy wants to come and tell us that there's better things, and we know in our heart of hearts, there's nothing better. Nothing better. Nothing better. And he's never going to let us down. 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 Because he is good. 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 You'll never let me down. You are 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 good. God is good. God is good. God is good. That's all he is he's good. 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 All the time. He's good. That's his character. That's the way that he is. He doesn't do bad. And he didn't fall off the throne when a Supreme Court justice died. And he won't quit working for us if my people who are called by my name and will pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from them and I'll forgive them and I'll heal their land. It's important. We need a healed land. And we were watching a little thing on Wednesday night about the Harbinger, and you know what they are judgments of God, but they are places where there's an opportunity for a blessing and they're an opportunity for a curse. So what if this judge dying is an opportunity for a blessing? What if God's people declare a blessing? What if God's people pray for a blessing? That's what we were made ready to do. That's what we were made ready for. We were made ready for the greatness of God. That's what we were made ready for. I will not fear when the terror comes near. I am a servant of God. I am his and he is mine. And I want everything he's got for me all the time. I want fellowship with him. And something about fellowship with him makes everything right. If we'll allow it, if we'll step through the door. You see, when you step through the door, you come in through an opportunity to worship and step through a door into freedom. And step through a door into victory. There's always victory. There's always opportunity for absolute, complete, and total deliverance. There's always that opportunity if that's what we're stepping into. If we're willing to see that. You know, I'm going to get something. I'm going to give my worship. I'm going to get something. I'm going to get something from God. I'm going to get something from God, even if Roger doesn't have a clue what he's doing. I'm going to get something out of it. I mean, I don't care if you say it that way. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me. Get something from God, because he said, you know, if you're going to go someplace, get something. Don't you think that makes sense? If I drive over to Menards, I'm going to get something. I'm not going to drive clear to Pier so I can, oh, I love the smell of the wood. You know? Now, I might stop in if that's not the reason I went. I'll probably end up getting something. I walked out of there one day with like $2.49 worth, and I said, I'm doing a happy dance today. And this lady looked at me, I said, this is all I've got. I just came to Menards for $2.49. Happy dance. God is good. But we go to Him. There's nothing wrong with going to God to get something. You should always get something from God. And I mean, just get His presence. Because once you got that, I seem to forget the other things that I went for. But if we go to Him and we don't get His presence, then something went wrong. Because He's always present. He's always faithful. If He says, when you seek me, you'll find me, then that means when I go to Him, I find Him. And if all He says is good morning, that is wonderful. But He's always got more to say than that. I got to just take the time to listen to everything that He's got to say. What does God have for you? What were you made ready for? You got to take all your readiness and go to Him and get it. Because that's what you were made for. Everything else, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All this other stuff's going to be added to you. You were made for fellowship with God, and everything else was just to add on. No baked cheesecake. Anything else you put on it is just an add on. Just add on. Add to your faith. Add. Keep adding. Just keep adding. And you see, you don't have to make anything up. You don't have to qualify to add. All you got to do is pick it. Just pick it. Just pick it. Read the Bible and pick it. Just pick it. It's all there. Remember back, we started the year saying, why not life? Why didn't they pick from the tree of life? Well, they just weren't concerned about life. Life was good. Well, let's get the life. And it makes all life better. Because that's what we were made ready for. The kingdom of God. All that He has. It's there for your picking. The kingdom of God. Even a no-bake cheesecake takes a little time. I don't think much time, but a little time. Take a lot of time for me, but Vicky whips them up in no time. The time is me waiting for it. That's a time, man. That's a torturous time. I mean, now? No, you can't have it now. Those are for, what do you mean? Why are you making it now if it's not for now? When you make it, it should be able to be mine now. She doesn't do it to torture me. She does it because she's prepared. Prepare your hearts. Prepare yourselves to be what you were made ready to be. And enjoy God. This world needs to see people enjoying God. It does. You need to enjoy God so that you can give a defense for why you're enjoying God. The world needs that. Amen? So Lord, we thank You that You made us ready. That within us is far more than we really totally and completely understand, and far more than we really can imagine. But Lord, if we can just grasp the truth that we are ready. We are ready. We are ready to be made the righteousness of God. And as we step into the King of Kings, we have been made the righteousness of God. And old things pass away and all things become new, and bondages to sin and slavery to all sorts of things are just, they're ready to be left laying in a pile, and we can just go forward. And God, may all of us have a heart that just says, yes, Lord, Yes, Lord. And we just keep walking through one open door after another, deeper into love with you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.